Hey everyone, thank you for being with us for the Hour for America Trends. I'm Amy Fuller, a great show coming up. We have got, we have coming up a little later, a look at Stranger Things 3, a very popular series on Netflix. A trailer dropped and you guys have it trending. We'll show you in a little while. Joseph Travers of Saved in America, a guy who leads all these military Navy SEAL types who goes around and saves kids who are runaways or who have been kidnapped. People on their way to human trafficking, some of the vilest things going on with our children, and Saved in America does just that. He is ahead. Also, Larry Ward from Political Media, Inc., he's got his new group, Stand with Tucker Carlson. He likes to talk about the liberal sleeper cells and what they're doing to our country. We'll talk about the political headlines of the day with him. As for the trending news headlines in Houston, that fire at that petrochemical storage facility, it's now out. Happened at a massive facility there, just east of Houston. Started over the weekend, spread to some 8 tanks full of gasoline byproducts. Scary, scary plumes of thick, black, toxic smoke for almost 4 days. Some residents in the town of Deer Park, where this is located near Houston, were ordered to shelter in place for a time. But again, that fire now out. We are hearing more and more about the cost to taxpayers of the tens of thousands of illegals who sneak across our southern border and whom the Border Patrol say are so taxing our system and them and our security. A new report states that approximately 55 illegals are sent daily to hospitals for care here in the U.S. This is video from San Diego from last week of someone just happened to be standing there. His name's Andy Martin, Mexican Andy on Twitter. And he just happened to be there when a bunch of people just sheared in to cut the sheer mesh here. And about 52 people ran in. Custom and Border Patrol grabbed them, but all 52 claimed asylum. Back to the numbers. Between 2014 and 2018, U.S. Customs and Border Protection say they spent $98 million. Those are your tax dollars on medical services for people in their custody. This is while our homeless die, while our veterans wait and wait for care at the VA. And they say at this rate, we are on track to send about 31,000 people for medical treatment this year. And Border Patrol agents have spent over 57,000 hours at a hospital or medical facility. That translates into 5,700 shifts spent on hospital watch instead of watching our border. And then just one more little number for you, or big number. Last month at our southern border, patrols apprehended in all more than 75,000 people, the highest in over a decade. President Trump spoke on this and more in Ohio today, but just before taking off, he addressed some of the press corps, he took some questions involving the Mueller report. It's expected the whole investigation could wrap up imminently, any moment. President Trump says the American people should be able to see the report from the special counsel. And again, he says Robert Mueller does have a conflict of interest. Listen.
I know nothing about it. I know that he's conflicted, and I know that his best friend is Comey, who's a bad cop, and I know that there are other things, obviously. You know, I had a business transaction with him that I've reported many times that you people don't talk about, but I had a nasty business transaction with him and other things. I know that he put 13 highly conflicted and, you know, very angry. I call them angry Democrats in. So what it is. Now, let's see whether or not it's legit. You know better than anybody. There's no collusion. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. There was no nothing. But it's sort of an amazing thing that when you have a great victory, somebody comes in, does a report out of nowhere. Tell me how that makes sense. Who never got a vote, who the day before he was retained to become special counsel, I told him he wouldn't be working at the FBI. And then the following day, they get him for this? I don't think so.
First, we
thought, okay, maybe she's out of friends, and so that first night you're calling all these friends of hers. But then by the next day, you have that dreaded fear that, you know, something bad might have happened. And that's when you just, you know, start to get frantic trying to figure out what, you know, what to do. There's no one there to help you, really. You're on your own. And I felt at times it was just my husband and I were completely alone.
Mostly the parents are in a panic stage, and they're waiting for something to happen. So now the family is at a standstill. They have to go find their child on their own.
You just try to, in your head, figure out, you know, what can I do here?
Yeah, that was amazing.
You know what? Sunday was National Missing Persons Day, and as I said earlier, you can't imagine the heartache of having a missing person in your life, especially a child that you're supposed to be taking care of, or anyone in your family, really. Every year in America, hundreds of thousands of just kids alone go missing. And we've told you before about a group called Saved in America that began just a few years back in Southern California. They are rapidly expanding. And we've got some new affiliates on the U2 America network, and we're now on Biz Talk Radio. Welcome to all of you in 175 countries. So would love to reintroduce Joseph Travers of Saved in America on with us for a couple segments this hour. And look at this, Joseph, since December 2014, when you guys just really launched, 152 children saved in America.
Correct, yes.
It's pretty good. When I talked to you just back in the fall, it was 102. So you guys are working really hard. It's growing in frequency.
Yes,
you're able to
and
do.
It really helped. We had our last fundraiser in La Jolla. We talked about November 1st, which you were at.
You raised some great money.
We raised $165,000, and of course, the cost per child, you know, for expenses and for equipment is about $6,000. So you can just do the math.
Per child?
$6,000?
$6,000. So before we talk a little bit about your mobile command center, which will allow you guys to go a lot of places, including every year the Super Bowl, huge destination for human and sex trafficking. And that'll allow so much too. But tell our audience about what you do. You and, you know, some Navy SEAL, detective, law enforcement types get together, and you go save a child if they are taken or missing at no cost to the family.
Correct. Right. What we do is we for free will help any parent anywhere in the country find their missing child. And we're all volunteers. We don't get paid, and we don't want to get paid. All the money, all the proceeds we get go towards the mission, which is expenses and equipment to find the children.
I always love, you always say it's a heart issue when we allow people to come help us do this. What kind of people do you have on your team?
Well, it's all former police detectives and Navy SEALs, although we do have some other special operators from... Oh, we have a Marine Raider and a member of the Australian SAS.
Oh, wow. They must just find out about you and say, boy, this is a chance to do something really, really good.
That's actually true. And what we do is we screen everybody. I mean, you can imagine the screening process we have.
Yeah.
And right now our personnel level is 38, which includes a staff attorney and also some social networking investigators.
So you got inspired to do this back, was it 2009?
Yes.
And then you took a few years to really get everything together. You really did your due diligence. I always love that part of the story. And then launched in 2014. And I know there's a very special girl, Brittany Drexel, that you sort of do this in her honor. And her mom got to fly here and speak at your big event November 1st in Southern California. So can you just share a little bit about Brittany and what happened to her?
Yes, Brittany Drexel was a young girl, just turned 17, and she left, ran away, her mother didn't know, to South Carolina for a spring break. And then she just disappeared. And I thought, I read this article, what happened to Brittany? You know, knowing, working.
Now, what are you doing in your life at this point? You hadn't started any of this. What were you doing? Were you doing law enforcement work, and just this prompted you that I have to start something that can be free for the family?
I was doing... other missions, you know, doing thing. I had a homeless ministry, and I had just stopped that, actually. And I'm looking, okay, where do I go now?
Yeah, cause I saw that you have a lot of ministries, a lot of other things you do. So you really have a heart for helping people. But I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, no, that's
your story,
okay.
Brittany.
In addition, we have a ministry at Camp Pendleton, which we still do.
So. Oh, the ground zero for the Marines, the United
Correct.
States Marines.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so we saw this about Brittany, and I thought, you know, I hope she didn't, you know, get preyed upon by this evil triad that formed with gang members, prison gangs, and cartel.
Oh, you always talk about this evil triad, and you don't hear much about that in the mainstream media. But you, having been in law enforcement for so long and doing what you do now, you know there is an evil triad. Can you spend a second on that, too?
Yes, this triad took over the drug trafficking industry in our country back in the early 1990s into the turn of the century. And then the same triad decided they're going to take over child sex trafficking, specifically in prostitution. And so that's where all this is coming from. So it's almost today, if you show me a gang member, you show me a drug trafficker, and you show me a pimp, they're all one and the same.
It just breaks your heart because it's follow the money. It's a huge business. And there's a reason it's a huge business. Someone's partaking in this. And we just, it must just break your heart when you see how sick society can be. But it must lift it when you see, you know, what you and the people around you are doing to lift it up.
Well, we try and to turn this all, as we talked about last time I was with you, turn things to good. And for example, with Brittany, going back to Brittany, mm-hmm. we found out, about a year ago that the FBI found out that Brittany was taken by gang members, and she was repeatedly raped, beat, shot, and then fed to alligators.
You can't make up something much more horrific.
No, and so what we did, because we want Brittany's name not to be known by what happened to her. We want it to live in a different way, so that's when we had Brittany's mom over for our last fundraiser, and she was able to present the first Brittany Drexel Scholarship Award to a survivor of sex trafficking here locally in San Diego.
And Brittany was the genesis of it all. So you did take what the enemy wanted for evil and turn it to some good. We're going to talk more with Saved in America's Joseph Travers, founder and an investigator and all-around good guy, when we come right back. Put some spotlight on. Children are some of the most vulnerable people when it comes to sex trafficking. And I understand sex trafficking is 10 times worse than it was 10 years ago. Just the exponential growth of it. We're here with Joseph Travers, the founder of Saved in America. Just a great organization that comes together, licensed detectives, law enforcement, Marines, Navy SEALs, just the kind of superheroes you want in your midst. And he gets them together and they go save children. And you do it right away in the critical hours before they can really go off the grid quickly, right?
Yes, and our goal, our mission is, and we've been true to that mission, which is to find the child before the trafficker does.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done that successfully 60% of the time.
And it works in so many. We talked in the past about how it used to be a kid on the corner would get grabbed. That's what you saw on TV. And now it's all about computers and grooming. Is
yes.
that right?
Through the cyber network, through all these different, not just Facebook, but, you know, you go into Snapchat and Instagram, et cetera, and there's so many of them now. And that's how these people or these gang members, the recruiters, which, by the way, are in every middle school and high school, public middle school, public high school in San Diego County. They recruit the girls through this mechanism so the parents don't know that they're recruiting their child.
So you know, because you're based in San Diego, every high school and middle school there, which probably says a lot about what's going on all over the country. If you think your kid's not vulnerable, you should think again.
Absolutely. And what they do is they prey on the young girl who something might be going on in their life, you know, traumatic. And what doesn't happen traumatic
when you're
in a
teen, right?
13, 14,
yeah,
or 15-year-old?
It's all traumatic.
Correct.
So is there anything you can tell our audience? I'm sure every situation's different, but what do you look for? Are there any warning signs or flags that my kid might take off with someone who's online pretending to be someone wonderful who's flattering them?
Sometimes you can't. And we've had cases where maybe the parent might have been able to, but most of the time they really don't, because what happens is their child's missing. And they go maybe, and the child's knock on the bedroom door, come on, it's time to go to school, and no one's there, the window's open. Mm-hmm. And what has happened is their child has been, like I said, recruited through social networking on a site that the parent doesn't even know about. One good preventive measure might be to get an application that you could put on your child's cell phone, so you'll know where they go mm-hmm. in cyberspace. Mm-hmm. So that's a good prevention to know that.
A really good step to take. Everyone's busy, but you've got to take that preventative measure, because when they go, you just don't know where they went. And not everyone knows about you yet. How does it work? A child goes missing and then they get on your website and say, I need to contact you. Who can I talk to? What do I do now? Because I can't imagine what's going on, how rattled someone must be when their kid just disappears. And probably at first you don't know, did they really disappear? What's really going on here? Because probably a lot of denial.
Correct. Or they don't know why. That's the big thing. Why? I don't, you know, you ask why. And the parent righteously might not even know why. But what we do is we wait for a call from a parent, or maybe a friend of a parent, or a brother, sister, or some relation or friend that knows this child's missing, and they reach out to us, and then we reach out to the parent. Sometimes, though, we go on the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, because we also look for children that are wards of the state and the county, because they have no parents. So we look for them also through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, because those are the ones that are preyed upon the most, your children that don't have parents.
Yeah.
So we decided, you know, we're going to go and find those children also.
That's a huge undertaking. It's almost another segment for another show, because I know people who have groups that they've gotten together, and they've said there are so many people whose children are being taken away wrongly and being stolen through foster care. Mm-hmm. And they're saying this is really happening, and it blows your mind. That can't be happening. So it's amazing that you're being proactive that way and going to look for the most vulnerable, because like you said, who else is going to look?
Yes, and these foster children, by the way, this weekend we're doing a major operation in San Diego County. We're looking for a guy that we rescued, a 14-year-old from Mexico, and the bad guy is now released, and he's wanted on a $1 million bond, so we're going to help the police detectives look for him, but also five foster children between 14 and 16. We're going to do a big operation to try to recover these five girls.
That's so amazing. Gosh. So what you're going to be chasing a bad guy and finding these five kids along with everyone else that you've got reports on that you're trying to help. How much can you tell us without giving stuff away about how it all works?
Okay, it's not that difficult. And it's in the book, by the way. If you go on the website, you could buy the book about Saved in America, and it tells
you this. Wait, I didn't know there was a book. This is a new thing.
Yeah, the second edition came out. Second edition.
Oh, my gosh. So on your website, you can buy a book. It's called Saved in America?
It's called Investigation of Missing and Exploited Children.
And is it savedinamerica.org?
Savedinamerica.org.
Okay. So everyone go there. Okay. So sorry that you've got this big op and you're so excited about your book. You got to bring that in and we'll...
Yes.
So you've got... And then these five kids you're going to run around and look for.
Correct. And what we do is we start out, we do everything we need to do with the parent. And then right away we start, what are we going to do with the child when we find the child? Because we've never not found a child we went after, by the way.
You've never not found
never,
a child
never.
You've gone after.
We have 100% success rate.
And that's so, 152
recoveries since 2014. December 2014.
Did your heart just soar?
Well, I know I can't do that. Joseph Travers could never do that. I mean, God's looking out for us and for the children, obviously.
It's a huge ministry you've done for him.
So what we do is then we start with the social networking investigation. Uh-huh. And we start to, you know, peel apart the onion and what happened, who was there, whose hands are in this pie, right? Going all the way back to this recruiter that was involved. Once we get that, then it's just a matter of putting the pieces back together until we you know, then we start doing our private investigation work, our boots on the ground, right? We get eyes on, and then we bring in local law enforcement or state or federal law enforcement, and they extract the child and take the bad guy, our guys, into custody.
It's pretty amazing, pretty neat. And if you go to SavedInAmerica.org, a lot of videos showing the good they do and how they've helped, and it's just nice to keep up with them. About a minute and a half, but I want to ask, I know you've got this new mobile command center you're going to have where you can go anywhere, including places like, we just had the Super Bowl Sunday. It's a huge destination for sex traffickers every single year, and it's just now getting some attention in recent years. You're going to be able to help that.
Yes, hopefully next year we'll be there, and we'll be able to help with that whole thing. Thank you, San Diego County Board of Supervisors, for the grant to let us purchase this sophisticated electronic equipment in the mobile command center, which we need. It'll help us recover kids probably twice as fast once we get that on the ground.
That's going to be so great for you. That's nice, but you guys work all over the country. Joseph Travers from Saved in America. How can we all help and support you? Can we go to the website and just hit a donate button?
Yes. Yes, go there. And there's also a volunteer section. So there's a lot of new things happening on the website, a really good website. I'd suggest everyone get a copy of the book. It has the methods on, not too precise so the bad guys can't figure out what we do, but it does talk about how we do what we do.
I can't thank you enough for all you're doing. Saved in America, Joseph Travers, will you keep us updated?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. We'll see you next time. Okay. Well, trending the political headlines of the day, all kinds of things going on. Border issues, some Democrats swearing that we should get rid of the Electoral College, right? We are so glad to have back with us Larry Ward. He does many things. He's the president of Political Media, Inc. And more recently, he also, as we've told you, has started this conservative coalition to stand with Tucker Carlson, and meanwhile rebuking Media Matters for, you know, sort of coming at Tucker. And boy, there's a lot of turmoil at Fox News right now. They, I think Judge Jeanine is suspended for now. I don't think they terminated her, but hey, Larry, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Glad to see you. So what we talked to you last week about this Stand with Tucker Coalition. Can you review what happened to Tucker, what Media Matters did to sort of assault his reputation, and what you've accomplished so far?
Well, what Media Matters did was real simple. They went back and they scoured everything he said. Now Tucker used to be a guest on a show called Bubba the Love Sponge.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Which was at the time hosted on the Howard Stern Sirius channel, when Sirius was all the rage and having having a unfiltered conversation was the thing. And Tucker went on this shock jock radio show and did shock jock things. So they took a couple of bits and clips and words that he said and how they were outraged over all of this. And quite frankly, they weren't outraged at all. This is just part of a ploy to silence conservative voices. And we're seeing it all over the place, everywhere. Media Matters, basically, Media Matters, the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Antifa, they find something, they attack a conservative voice. Why? Because they can't win a debate. And what they do is they attack them and they attack them and they attack them and they carry this message until the sleeper cells in corporate America wake up. And when they wake up, the liberal sleeper cells, then they decide that, hey, we have to shut down these people. We have to pull our advertising from these people. We have to financially choke them. We have to cut their merchant processing so they can't make any money. We have to deplatform them. We have to remove their URLs from Silicon Valley's monopoly over our internet communications. And it's happening over and over and over again, and we have to wake up to it.
Well, you are long to be checking out these people who are trying to harness conservative voices. In fact, we've had you on for months and months, and one of the first times we had you on was about specifically Google, Facebook,
Absolutely.
Twitter, all the usual suspects, promoting anything they wanted to regarding the liberal media, but conservatives, you know, were choked off. And so you have a background with that. Do you want to, well, let's talk a little bit about that and your background with that and why you got started, and then we'll continue with the rest of the conversation, because this is huge and it still goes on, obviously.
Well, I'll tell you, we really struck a nerve with the Stand With Tucker movement. People are recognizing that, waking up to the fact that it's not just the liberals in government that we have to be aware of, but it's the liberals everywhere. And it's the liberals specifically in corporations that have power over us and power over our platforms and power over our banks. Breitbart has an article today basically calling banks they're running a shadow government, and they absolutely are. They're trying to legislate from the boardroom. We've run into issues with Google way back, and Facebook. We were the first ones to call out Facebook for censorship in 2012. This was going back right after Benghazi. I put a meme up on Facebook, and it said, when the SEALs called, when Obama called the SEALs, they got Bin Laden. And when the SEALs called Obama, they got denied. Oh. And I had a picture of Obama and Osama juxtaposed, and it got pulled down, and then I got suspended for it. So I took the meme and I sent it over to Breitbart, and it went on Drudge, and the top story on Drudge for the day was this Facebook censors the SEALs. And that was the very first time that Facebook got called out, and quite frankly, they haven't stopped.
I know, because during the midterms just a few months back, and we all have to watch out, 2020 is just upon us, but back during the midterms, you were helping some conservatives try to run in whatever district, whatever state, this and that, and Google was choking some of them, allegedly by you, but you had hard evidence and things that you say, this is really happening. This really matters, because Google, there's not a big rival to Google. When it comes to Twitter and Facebook, no big rivals. We can talk all day. People are saying, let's do a conservative type Twitter page. But right now, they are the mountain, and that's what we have to deal with. And so, you know, you've said before, you don't want it regulated. They just need to be fair.
Yeah, well, you know, whether fair or not, we have to figure out a way to invest in alternatives. We have to figure out a way to beat them in the free market. But you know, it's becoming pretty evident, and it's becoming more and more difficult for me to say, you know, they should be left alone, even though that's really what I believe. But the truth is, because there's this unbelievable cancer affecting our corporate boardrooms, and now they're trying to govern us. I mean, it's ridiculous. These are unelected people who are working in the free market, who are using their power to govern us, to govern our commerce. I mean, it really feels like it was predicted by John so many thousands of years ago in Revelations, that, you know, we're going to need a special number to buy or sell commerce. I mean, and quite frankly, we're not going to get it as conservatives.
Mark of the beast is upon us. Is that what you're saying? I believe it. You know, we see the signs every day. If you know the book of Revelations or Daniel or any of the prophecy in the Bible, you know, your antenna's up. But as you say, corporate boards, banks, social media, I mean, they have about as much power as anybody. And
yeah, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you need, if you want to get into business and compete with Google, you want to get into business and provide, you know, guns for our Second Amendment, you need to take payment. And to be competitive today, you need to take credit cards. And banks are deplatforming customers who are, you know, who are speaking out conservative voices, and they're deplatforming them off of their credit card merchant service if they're selling weapons that they don't like. And you know, now we see what's going on in New Zealand. Obviously, this is a foreign government, but believe me, this is right around the corner. You know, Zero Hedge, a conservative website, news site, was blocked by the country of New Zealand, by telecom companies in New Zealand, right after this shooting, because they had an alternate point of view.
Meanwhile, Christians get slaughtered in other countries and all that. And not to take away from the mosque killings last week, 50 people died and scores hospitalized. But there are other things going on around the country.
Dare not speak of Christian genocide.
Yeah. It's not politically correct. It's just not cool. But you know what, Larry? Someday you're going to have to come on here, and we're going to have to talk about that mark of the beast, the signs, and things like that, because it's very true. When you talk about, there are things that you cannot do with cash anymore. You have to have a card, a number, or something. And it's starting to get very tenuous. And again, the Christian antennas are going up. We're going to talk more about this with Larry Ward. He's with Stan with Tucker and Political Media, Inc. And also, I want to ask you about other political headlines of the day, like people trying to say that we need to get rid of the Electoral College. We're back after this. Well, we have border issues with people sneaking over tens of thousands a month. Our tax dollars going to vet them, to secure them, to take them to medical centers. New numbers today from Border Patrol saying 55 a day. This is just in one Texas town, have to be taken to the hospital and treated. So there's your tax dollars. Too bad for our veterans and homeless, right? We also have a few other things talking about the Supreme Court backing the Trump administration in deportation cases. This is sort of a thing against sanctuary cities, which is nice. Elizabeth Warren and others calling for an end to the Electoral College. And we are with Larry Ward. He is the head of the all new. Well, he's with Political Media. He's the president. But also he started this coalition to stand with Tucker Carlson. Stand with Tucker, just so people can have their free speech and things like that. And Larry, I'd just like to talk to you besides that about some of the other political headlines of the day. So when it comes to 20, we'll talk to about the Electoral College in a moment and why it's oh so important. It's just ridiculous getting rid of it. I mean, these people come in, they swear to uphold our Constitution. Then they say, no, let's change it. The Electoral College wasn't fair to Hillary Clinton, so let's just stop it. But who do you like for the Democratic front runner or front runners for 2020?
Well, you know, I think it's pretty clear. I think it's going to be one of the two. It's going to be Stalin or Mao Zedong. I don't know which one is more socialist. So it's going to be tough. But you know, who knows? I mean, I've been thinking that the best they could do, likely, you know, in terms of putting up a real fight is probably the congresswoman from Hawaii, Tulsi Gabbard. She's a veteran. She's a woman. She checks a lot of good boxes. She's not so crazy. She's crazy on some stuff, but not everything. And you know, she's a tough candidate. And if she ever gets her moment, I think she could be a tough candidate in the race. But she won't. I mean, they're going as far left as they could possibly get. So, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll be Senator Kamala Harris. It could be, you know, Joe Biden. You know, it's amazing that Joe Biden is actually considered a moderate.
Oh my gosh.
The funniest thing I've ever heard. You know, Bernie Sanders. I mean, you know, can you imagine Bernie Sanders as president?
That's a scare tactic, though, Larry. I mean, not scared. It's the fear, because you do look back and say, well, if the DNC hadn't sort of, what's the proper word here that won't offend people? If they had not adjusted what Bernie was going for and supported Hillary, he could have been the candidate. But everybody knows that they threw Bernie under the bus, supported Hillary, and Bernie sort of rolled over and said, okay, I'll support Hillary, because he had such a backing, and his constituents were ticked off that he went ahead and said, no, support Hillary, do that. But I don't know if it's because people are young or they're naive, and I don't want to, you know, my views, I mean, you hate to like say I'm so egotistical, my views are right, but I just have to tell you, I'm pretty sure capitalism is better than socialism. But he could have gotten the nomination, and he could have been president, because people just might have voted him in.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, look, at the end of the day, Bernie Sanders is a bona fide, so I call it a democratic socialist, you call it whatever you want, but Bernie Sanders is a socialist. He has been a socialist his entire career. He runs under the Socialist Party as an independent. He's an independent socialist. The only positive that would come of a Bernie Sanders presidency is a career lift for Larry David, who does Bernie Sanders incredibly well.
They are so good. Listen, I can't listen to either one without thinking of the other. They are so funny. And it really does make it so easy to just sort of laugh and say, oh, it's all a big joke, and to lean into the comedy of it. But frankly, there are so many young people and older, and all these candidates who are embracing socialism, that it gives me a little bit of a fright. Let's mention the Electoral College. We've got a soundbite from Bill Bennett. And Elizabeth Warren's calling for, she's among a few who say we should get rid of it. The popular vote is where it's at. Thank God, Larry, our founding fathers had the foresight, the intelligence to say no to large coasts or cities or whomever grows up in the next 200 years are not going to have the say for the whole country. So let's hear Bill Bennett's explanation as to why the Electoral College is so important.
Yeah, well, I guess the Democrats might want to get rid of the Constitution next. Might as well, given their point of view. There's a reason there's an Electoral College. The founders thought that we should not be like the French. Alexis de Tocqueville wrote in his great book, Democracy in America, that France is governed by this large entity called Paris, and that it's like the head of the spider, and the other parts are the thin legs. And Tocqueville said the genius of America is that we don't have the country controlled by two large urban masses. And if you have LA and New York basically controlling a large part of the popular vote, that's what you'll have. Differences are difference and in different regions of the country, and the founders understood that. By the way, something very few people know, the popular vote was won by Hillary Clinton. However, almost all of that margin was in the state of California. If you take California vote out of it, and I know you can't unless they secede from the union, which I think they're thinking about, the other 49 states, Donald Trump won the popular vote as well as the electoral vote. So it's a tricky business. But I'll stick with the founders over the over Elizabeth Warren. Thank you.
Bill Bennett speaking this week. And also, Larry, I might mention, he talks about California being the one that would have put Hillary over the top. According to Judicial Watch, they reported just this week, more than 900,000 illegals voted in the 2018 midterms. Over 900,000. That is a crisis to our democracy. And, you know, Democrats would have more of them voting. What is going on?
Well, I mean, that's exactly what they've been pushing for. Why do you think they want to open borders? They want illegals to vote for them. Mm-hmm. You know, they just recently, voted against banning illegals from voting for them in a bill in the House. So at the end of the day, they are for illegals voting. And what that means, just bring that down to the local level for a second.
20 seconds, Larry. Sorry about that.
Sure. No, and bring it down to the local level. Could you imagine people from outside of your town coming in and voting for to raise your property taxes? How would you feel about that? Terrible. You'd be up in arms. The town would be up in arms. But people can come from Mexico and vote in America.
Larry, you nailed it. That's exactly right. They can vote for our officials. And when they come here, our taxes are already going to support them. Okay, Political Media is where you can find him. He's also running the Stand with Tucker. Larry, come back and see us soon. We appreciate you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Just wait, little one.
so glad you could be with us for this hour of America Trends on the U2 America TV network and on BizTalk Radio. Find us at our websites and see our past shows and click through and be friends with us on your friends on Facebook, connected on Twitter, and something on Instagram. But we're at all those places if you would like to hang out with us. Also, thank you to our guest Saved in America's Joseph Travers, literally saving kids that are abducted or who run away and get into a bad situation, and Larry Ward, head of the Stand with Tucker Coalition and Political Media. We appreciate them so very much. Finally, a big thing trending right now, the big Netflix hit Stranger Things. Part 3 is coming out. It's coming out July 4th. The new trailer is here, and these guys, they're not kids anymore. Here's a look as we say goodbye for now.
At least someone's happy I'm home. It's just a dream. You're dreaming.
Kids anymore. I mean, what did you think? We're just gonna sit in my basement all day? Play games for the rest of our lives?
It is important to me that you feel safe. I want you to feel this can still be your home.
How many children are you friends with?